say if you went to the grocery store and you bought something, the grocery boy would probably put your purchase in a
sack.
Yeah. What would that be made out of?
Paper.
Right. Yeah, say if you wanted to buy some, about 25 pounds of a flour. If you want to buy that much flour, what would that probably be?
A sack.
Okay. Have you seen these things around here that you might put potatoes in or fertilizer or pecans made out of a brown, real rough, coarse material?
Burlap bags?
Yeah. Do people around here ever use the word Tosac, Croker sack?
Mm-hmm.
Which one of them?
Tosac.
Tosac. Is that what I was describing?
Brown.
Yeah.
Type.
Is a toe sack the same as a burlap bag?
Mm.
Say if a farmer wanted to take some corn to the mill to be ground, talking about the amount that he would take at one time, is there anything in particular you would call that, the amount that he'd take at one time? Okay. What about if a man were bringing in some wood for his fireplace, stove wood, whatever, the amount that he could carry in his two arms? At one time, what would you call that?
I don't
know.
A load of wood.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ever hear people around here say anything like a turn of corn? Okay. Say if you had an electric lamp in the office and it burned out, the thing that you replaced, you call that the
light bulb?
Okay. Say if your mother had a load of wet clothes that she was going to take outside to hang up. What would she probably take them outside in?
A basket.
Okay. And if you wanted to fill this thing up with some kind of liquid, something that you could put in the top to keep it from spilling out?
A top.
Okay. What would that be made out of, probably?
Plastic.
Okay. What about the things that people used to fish with, you know, that would float on the water?
Float.
What about something a little bit more old-fashioned than the plastic?
Cork.
Yeah, okay. And a musical instrument that you play by blowing out and moving.
Harmonica.
Yeah. Ever heard any other names for that?
Mm-mm.
Harp? French harp? Okay. What about one that you play by?
G-harp.
Okay. And a tool that you use for driving nails, you just call
hammer.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a few questions about a wagon. On a wagon, that long wooden piece that runs between the horses.
Tongue.
Yeah, okay. What about on a buggy, those wooden pieces that you back the horse between? Any idea what you call them?
Mm-mm.
Shafts? Buggy shafts? Not familiar with that.
Mm-mm.
Okay. On a wagon wheel, right in the middle, you got the hub, and then you got the spokes coming out from the hub. Where they attach to the wheel, well, say that the outside edge of the wagon wheel, what would you call that? That's the what of the wheel.
Never heard of it.
Would it be right to call it a rim?
Mm-hmm.
Rim of the wheel? Okay. Say that part?
Rim.
Okay. Is there anything in particular that you would call the metal rim around a wagon wheel? Ever seen anything like that?
What, the metal? Like there's a wood part and it's covered by a metal
right.
strip around it?
Yes. Does that have a name? Ever heard it
Mm-mm.
called a tire?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Say it's a... Have you ever seen a wagon wheel that, you know, maybe where two spokes went into the wheel